God Minute family, a day of blessing and treasure is upon us once again. How can we not be grateful? Thank you for joining us. Anointed and blessed as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Bookmark of St. Teresa of Avila. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things pass.
God does not change. Patience achieves everything. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices.
Christ has no body now on earth but yours, no hands but yours, no feet but yours. Yours are the eyes through which the compassion of Christ must look out on the world.
Yours are the feet with which he is to go about doing good. Yours are the hands with which he is to bless his people.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
One day I was going for a run in my hometown with my mom. We were headed towards Main Street on a sidewalk that was slightly uneven. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I am not the most graceful individual. I tend to be a little bit of a klutz. And that day running with my mom was no different. I caught my toe on the sidewalk, dipped my shoulder, and rolled along my back and popped right up without breaking stride. While I consider this moment to be a great athletic feat and one of my brighter spots, my mom was just plain shocked that I recovered as quickly as I did. However, not nearly as shocked that I tripped, as I had many times before. Usually running and my spiritual life are really good mirrors of one another, and today is no exception. It doesn't take me long to come to the conclusion that I fall short of the glory of God, sometimes literally. I do it every single day. But the good news is that so does everybody else. Even St. Paul and those he is writing to today. This reading from the New Testament is something I feel is so applicable to my Lenten journey, especially this year. Similar to every year, I have grand plans for my Lent going into it, and all the ways and things I'm going to do to fast and pray and give alms. I usually do some mix of fasting from sweets with an addition of some kind of prayer. Invariably, though, this year, like every others, I found myself falling short. In so many ways, though, this act of falling short of our Lenten promises is so many ways the beauty of this Lenten season. We all have these grand plans and ways we want to grow closer to Jesus, and inevitably we fall short. And this is the point, though, is if I try to give up sweets on my own, for simply the reason of giving up sweets, I will fail. But if I give up sweets, and if I go to Jesus with that, and have Jesus help me through this seemingly simple task, that I can't seem to continue to uphold. It's that moment that we see Jesus is the one that we need in this season to fulfill our Lenten fast and fulfill our commitments to him. We need to give it to Jesus. We need the help and the counsel of the Lord to move through this season. So my friends, as we continue throughout this Lenten journey, I would ask you all to join me in dropping your shoulder, doing a little roll, and popping back up. If you've fallen in this Lent, so have I. That's okay. But now is a wonderful time and moment to recommit, to renew our promises, to renew our life in Christ, and grow closer to him this Lent.
Together, let us pray the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the gifts of life, family, friends, and all your countless blessings. Grant us confidence, gentleness, peace, happiness, and crown our efforts with success. Loving Father, nothing is impossible with you in our lives. As we continue on our Lenten journey, let us continue to commit our lives to you as we proclaim your glory to the world. In the name of Jesus, our loving Savior, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us today. May the blessing of Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Have a beautiful day, everyone. See you tomorrow for Concert Friday.